the Wire with Al Freitas. Freitas, let's go.
Hey, it's Freitas. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. After being injured in a deadly crash over the weekend, Tracy Morgan is still in critical condition. He sustained lots of broken bones, but he's reportedly doing better than he was the day before, so that's good. If you don't know, Morgan's comedy writer, James McNair, was killed in that crash. The truck driver, by the way, was charged with one count of death by auto and four counts of assault by auto. 25-year-old JR of Cali Swag District has passed after going into cardiac arrest. That happened Friday. He suffered from sickle cell anemia. Yaya DaCosta has reportedly been tapped to star as a Whitney Houston in an upcoming biopic on Lifetime. This is going to be hot. You may know her from America's Top Model. She's like the third season. Plus, she was in Lee Daniels' The Butler. Hey, we told you about J-Lo breaking up with her boy toy. Cats were smart last week. So what does he get for dating her? No cash, no cribs. He walks away with two motorcycles, a Jeep, and a Dodge Ram truck. I guess he gets bragging rights, too. Pregnancy rumors, Beyonce and Kelly both by Jay-Z. JK, I'm kidding. But they are supposedly both pregnant. Of course, Kourtney Kardashian is pregnant as well with her third baby. Rumor has it that Christina Milian and her fiancé are on break. I wonder who he got pregnant. No, I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, she's supposedly dating Weezy now? I don't think so. The Tony Awards were last night. Hugh Jackman hosted. He performed along with T.I. and LL. They put a hip-hop twist on the musical, The Music Man. Jennifer Hudson, Fantasia, Patti LaBelle, they all performed together as well. Meanwhile, Audra McDonald became the first person in history to win six Tonys. Sophia Cannetto won for the Tony for A Raisin in the Sun. So did Kenny Leon. And James Monroe Eaglehart won for Aladdin. Oh, and we have a new Miss USA. By the way, Nia Sanchez, Miss Nevada, is the winner of Miss USA 2014. Number one at the box office over the weekend. The Fault is in Our Stars, $48 million. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Plus, if I missed stuff, which I undoubtedly did, hit me up via Twitter @FreitasFlix. Bye.